It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I want to get back to the Eagles 49ers because I know there's a couple of things that come out of that game that we didn't get a chance to talk to last set. It was a dominated game, kind of lopsided. But the fact that Jalen Hurts is moving on to the Super Bowl, it's going to be historic, I think.
Absolutely.
Where does it pan?
So this is a historic matchup, as it's the first time in Super Bowl history that there will be two black starting quarterbacks squaring off.
Wow.
Dang, that's
Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts.
And to be honest, I had to think about that for a minute.
Yeah, so 35 years ago.
We already did the coaches.
Okay. Yep.
Tony Dungy
and Caldwell. Yep.
Okay. And so you may go back to 35 years ago. That's when Washington's Doug Williams became the first black quarterback to start.
No, it was Tony Dungy and
win a Super Bowl.
And Chicago.
Lovie
Smith. That's who
it was. The first one?
Yeah. I guess it wasn't Caldwell.
Because okay. Caldwell lost to New Orleans because he coached for Indianapolis.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead. I'm
with
sorry.
Peyton.
Yeah.
So that's very historic. And then one more fun fact about Mahomes and Hurts, which you probably already, I know you already know this.
What's that?
But this matchup makes them the youngest quarterback duo to ever face off in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If Purdy would have won, it'd be the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old is Purdy?
Like 18.
Like for real. He's like 21, 20.
Yeah.
He just turned 21 and he's like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Like,
I know why I feel
like he's like young.
Can you kind of feel sorry for him?
Yeah.
Think about it. This is probably his biggest game he's probably ever played in. Obviously, not being the last person drafted and how he ascended to the and played well. One series, he was out.
Yeah, that's tough.
Then when he came back in, he couldn't throw the ball. Everybody knew they was going to run it.
Yeah.
Then we tried, he threw a little.
I mean, they weren't going to throw a lot anyway, but they really shut it down. It was like, oh, this is really a problem.
Yeah. But you feel excited for him, too. Look, the fact that he got there and what he's done.
I mean,
I'm trying to figure out what he did so wrong not to even be looked at to be drafted. I mean, he did get drafted. He was,
just the last one.
Last person. But like, to get no look, was he that bad?
No, I mean, they show.
Was it pro day that bad? I mean, what happened? Was it combine that bad? What happened?
No, they show he was at Iowa State, and they show him playing Oklahoma. Him and Jalen played against each other.
Yeah, I'm like,
yeah, that's right. They showed that.
So he was balling out, too.
Been who he was up against, I guess.
I guess, but I'm
competition.
Like,
but the last pick in the NFL draft, that's a whole lot of people that went before him.
It's some people they didn't even want.
Right.
Yeah, went before him, right.
Yeah. They draft some friends, people, kids,
Right.
No, for real.
I
went to high school with his dad, so I think I drafted him.
Just to see his name up there, man. He's coming in solid.
Yeah.
All right, man, I got you.
Yeah, he's not going to make the team, but I got you. I make sure his name goes up on the board.
Yeah.
Then we got Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy. Wow. I'm like, dang, Brock.
So I got a question for you. Yeah. Are they playing for MVP or is Mahomes already?
That's a
MVP?
Good question. I think Jalen had won it up until he got hurt.
I don't know about that. I think Jalen's still MVP because now Mahomes is hurt. And Mahomes, I mean, look, that fumble should have cost him the game by Patrick Mahomes yesterday.
Yeah, but.
Because they didn't make him pay.
Yeah, but it was 5 degrees. I didn't know how cold it was. It was 5 degrees.
It didn't look that cold.
It didn't look that cold.
It didn't look that cold on TV. But boy,
man, what 5 degrees is?
That's cold.
I was like, man, I'm good. the ball, people in Kansas City, they built different.
they built different.
Run around like 7 degrees outside.
right.
That's right. Go to the wrong side of the restaurant. You're in another state.
Oh, my God.
But, that could have hurt them. Because they was on the verge of driving and scoring right then.
That's right.
They scored then. The game was probably out of reach.
Yep.
You know what? I have to say this, though. As the game developed, I kind of wanted Kansas City to win.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to see that matchup.
Yeah, I kind of wanted it. Because I thought Cincinnati was going to win. Mm-hmm. But as the game developed, I kind of wanted Kansas City to win that game.
I will say that back to Dave Merritt, those defensive backs for Kansas City, I knew they had a test of their lifetime. Right,
those three guys got on Cincinnati team.
I said it on Friday. I said that receiving corps is unbelievable with Joe Burrow.
Yep,
they still made a few catches, Yeah, because if I was like, why don't they go more? You know, go to you know the receivers more. Why don't they throw the ball more? Mm-hmm. And then that's when I realized they are. It's just that I don't know if you throw it five times, three times, the DBs were getting the better, you know, getting the best end of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, because one time they would catch, you would say, oh man, the DBs don't have a chance. Then I thought about it. I said, well, they throw it to them like five, six times in a row. Look, these guys,
yeah.
You can't. You ain't shutting them down.
No, you can't shut them down.
You're not shutting them down.
Yeah.
Not
at all. Because three up, I know at least three, it could have been four. They had three rookies back there, which just blows my mind.
They played well, though.
Really
well, good. Come on now, you're not a rookie this time. Stop
that. That's true.
Stop that. Know.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, stop that. You ain't no rookie.
But it's still kind of sexy to say, though. They're young.
You can say that, but you can't say they're a rookie. You can't call them a rookie. You call them young. But Jamar Chase and those guys, man, that is one heck of a receiving core.
Oof, yes.
Yeah. I think these two teams, the AFC got some monsters on that side of the ledge. I think these two teams are going to be battling because they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, hold on, man. It sounds like you trying to throw shade.
No. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers coming to Vegas,
we ain't worried about Aaron Rodgers.
That's going to push
ain't
that up.
Are you no still on that?
Yeah. And by the way.
Aaron Rodgers is old. He ain't young.
when we was talking about Brock Purdy being the last person drafted, Preeny reminded us that Jeff Saturday wasn't even drafted. Think about that.
Yeah, but he's a center.
Yeah, but he's gonna probably be in the Hall of Fame too.
That's fine. But right. He's a center. So that means, you know what I mean? There's no camera time to the center.
Okay.
Well, I take it back.
I tell you know what?
There is camera time only when you make a mistake.
Hey, no. Is it Kelsey? The center for Philadelphia?
Yep.
Oh, he got a lot of camera time. He was wiping people out.
He didn't do
that. He's the first center I've seen pull. I mean, this dude pulled like a guard, man. Mm. I'm like, what the world's going on? He's designed to snap the ball and pull around to his side.
And go get it. Get in the way you want to.
And they was talking about,
two brothers are going to play. Two brothers are going to play against each other, Travis. And
then, of course.
They got a podcast together. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. And of course, Andy Reid. Coached at Philly to a Super Bowl. Yeah. They ended up losing, but now he's taking another team to the Super Bowl. Second time, I think Dan Reeves was the only other coach that's done that. That's pretty special to think about it.
You feel better about Eric Bieniemy now?
But see, I don't know.
Nope, you don't. Mm. You already answered the question.
No,
if you got to say that, you answered the question.
The only reason I feel good about him, but they don't get – every time they have to – They'll call Andy Reid's name then. Oh yeah, and Eric Bieniemy too. They have to. Oh, by the way,
right.
So they don't lean into. And by the way, offensive coordinators. I just saw this. You guys see Kellen Moore?
He's out.
Yes.
Explain that one to me.
Because Dak said that's my problem.
So you got a guy.
He's blaming it on him.
We got a guy. See, this is why I don't understand. You got a guy that's interviewing for head coaching jobs around the country, but he can't keep his own job as offensive coordinator back at the Cowboys.
Yes. Maybe
he had to tap out before he can get the job.
Anyway, real quickly, I know we got a couple minutes.
Frank Wright is the one that's
I saw NC State play this weekend. I was very, very impressed.
I told you.
Went down to Wake Forest.
Very good.
Big boy got busy. DJ got busy in the middle.
DJ was unstoppable.
You got in foul trouble. On your man.
Two sticks. Two more sticks.
When we play again. I'm taking it.
I'll give you a chance. Where
don't you worry. Because look, I'm taking it. Because look, when we play again, I told you DJ was that guy.
Graham, did you catch the game at all?
Yeah, my bad look of the weekend goes to the Wake Forest student section who started chanting Whopper at DJ Burns. Well, the big boy certainly had it his way.
Good for him.
I like
good
it.
For him.
The big boy certainly had it his way down low. I like Stephen Dickens. So.
Nothing wrong with a little clean fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, throw whoppers. You know, waffles with cheese at you.
That's what Sean
is
May.
Is that his thing?
With Sean May, with Sean May was overweight, their size and way farther. Hey, Sean, don't eat me.
They're mean. I mean, but he was unstoppable. He really was.
I love DJ's game though, man.
Yeah, own it.
And I love Coach Keach went to him like it was the NBA.
Keep
it
going.
Went to every time down there.
Let's
clear
go.
Clear out. Well, let's go to DJ.
That's what needs to happen on every offensive possession. I don't know why it has not been happening earlier in the season.
You know what?
Big boys got to touch the ball every single time.
Right. They got it now.
See, Reese knows this is coaching. This is old school coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you don't want to get in shape, huh?
Okay. I'm going to get you in shape.
I'm going to get you. You know what I'm going to do? Because, see, the one thing you can do to a baller, as long as you're feeding the ball, he'll run like a rat chasing cheese.
That's right.
Hey, you players on defense, they're tired, they can't move.
Never touch the ball.
They go on in his offense, they get a lot of injuries.
Yeah, exactly.
I was seriously waiting for DJ to start taking threes at some point with how many points he was scoring.
He was.
How about this? How about we saw it with the free throw?
And they were fussing with the Wake Forest coach about why didn't he. Yeah, he ended up talking about it, but we'll talk about that when we come back.
But Reese, do me a favor.
He had to say something about DJ.
You call my boy. Talk to my homeboy down there.
Which one?
Joyner.
Yeah. Look, defense, bro. Just a little bit. Come on.
He want to shoot.
I mean, yeah, he's a shooter. I get it. He's a shooter. Shooter, shoot. That's what they do. But we got to work on this perimeter defense.
Oh, man.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.